KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 70 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high around 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stiefel Investments. In Southwest Iowa news, the Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that an Emerson man had been arrested Tuesday afternoon on drug charges. 49-year-old Scott Timothy Hall faces a possession of controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia charge. Following his arrest at around 3:30 p.m. Tuesday, his bond was set at $1,300. And 43-year-old Michael James Beveridge of Omaha was arrested late Tuesday night for possession of a controlled substance, interference with official acts, eluding, speeding, no proof of insurance, no valid driver's license, failure to use seatbelts, and fraudulent use of registration. His bond was set at $4,400. Mills County Sheriff's Office said also 22-year-old Ebon Hackett of Glenwood suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was transported by Glenwood Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. After the 2003 Pontiac he was driving left the road and entered a yard at 57890 Hillman Road. The car hit a pine tree, spun around, and came to rest next to a large cottonwood tree. The accident happened at around 9:40 a.m. Tuesday. One person was sent to the hospital following an accident Thursday morning in Red Oak. Police say 22-year-old Natasha Renee Houston of Red Oak was transported to the Montgomery County Hospital by Red Oak Rescue, where she was observed for possible and possibly received medical treatment following the collision that happened at around 8:10 a.m. at the intersection of North 5th and East Coolbaugh Streets. Officials say a car driven by Houston was traveling east in the 400 block of East Coolbaugh. The woman told police sun glare caused her to drift her vehicle to the right, where it hit a legally parked 2015 Ford F-150 pickup with an attached utility trailer. Damage to Houston's Pontiac was estimated at $4,500. The pickup and trailer sustained an estimated $6,000 damage altogether. Red Oak police were assisted at the scene by Red Oak Fire and Rescue, deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, and officials of the Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency. Guthrie County Sheriff's Department Chief Deputy Jeremy Bennett has released statistics with regard to the Sheriff's Office's most recent Special Traffic Enforcement Project, or STEP. The traffic safety project ran from May 23rd through June the 6th. Members of the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office made 4 felony arrests and 7 drug arrests. The Sheriff's Office said staff also processed 7 impaired drivers, 5 of which were impaired on illicit or prescription drugs, and 2 impaired by alcohol. A total of 212 warnings were issued for traffic violations, with 90 of those coming from speed violations, followed by 37 equipment violation warnings. 32 total citations were issued, with 22 being issued for speeding. The Missouri River Historical Development Board has approved a $1 million grant for a proposed agricultural expo center in Sioux City. The grant from the nonprofit group could help leverage state funds to help build the $6.7 million Ag Expo and Learning Center. Plans call for the center to include a 3,000-seat arena, a warm-up air arena, livestock pens, and Stockyards Hall of Fame. The proposed center would host equestrian competitions, livestock shows, and other farm and agriculture-related events. The board is set to formally present the grant to Expo Center leaders at a ceremony. The Development Board's president, Mark Monson, said he hopes the grant will help to kickstart additional private contributions for the center. A survey of monthly bankers suggests there's been a slight improvement in the weak economic outlook for rural areas of 10 western and plain states. The report issued Thursday on the Rural Main Street Index says it rose to 43.9 this month from 40.9 in May. Any score below 50 on any of the survey's indices suggests that factor will decline. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey. He says the overall index has remained below growth neutral for 10 months. Goss said that over the past 12 months, farm prices were down 9.5%, grain prices off 4%, and livestock prices down 15%. And the next Healthy You session this month at the Cass County Memorial Hospital will be presented by Dr. Mark Johnson, and it'll focus on summer safety. The educational session will be held at noon on Thursday, June 30th, in Conference Room 2 at the Cass County Health System. Dr. Johnson will cover a wide variety of topics geared toward helping seniors have a safe and healthy summer. Dr. Johnson has worked at the Cass County Health System for 29 years and since 2012 has worked exclusively in the emergency department. He says that summer presents a number of potential risks for older adults, and they'll talk about things like heat stroke, dehydration, and insect bites, but also general information about what to keep on hand for basic first aid. All registered attendees for that free program receive a healthy boxed meal in addition to the educational program presented by medical professionals. If you'd like more information or to reserve your seat, call 243-7479. In the funeral announcements, Lowell Schaff, age 84, of Griswold, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Lowell Schaff will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Elliott United Methodist Church. Doon Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Stephen Borkowski, age 69, of Audubon, died Sunday in Des Moines at Mercy Hospital Medical Center. Funeral services for Stephen Borkowski will be today at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Robbie Reed McMullen, age 21, of Denison, died Sunday. Funeral services for Robbie McMullen will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Denison, with the Fennebecker Funeral Home of Denison in charge of arrangements. Agnes Atwood, age 93, of Exira, died Monday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A celebration of life service for Agnes Atwood will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Eva Parrott, age 97, of Brighton, Colorado, and formerly of Griswold, has died. Interment of cremated remains for Eva Parrott will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Flint Cemetery in Griswold. Doon Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Chop Michael Dwayne Claver, age 56, of Anita, died Tuesday at Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Cremation will take place and private family services will be held for Chop Claver at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Crystal Hamilton, age 74, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Cremation has taken place and private family services will be held for Crystal Hamilton at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Joanne Sanders, age 84, of Elkhorn, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Private services will be held for Joanne Sanders at a later date, with Polly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan assisting the family. And Marvin Basil Christensen, age 86, of Oakland, died Wednesday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. Services for Marvin Christensen are currently pending at the Regan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Our news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.